Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
Last week, I got an email from a young reader asking me to pass on the wisest piece of advice that I'd ever been given. I thought for a bit, but couldn't think of any advice at all. My parents weren't the type to hand out all-purpose tips, although my father did sometimes gloomily quote G.K. Chesterton as he bodged a repair of some broken crockery, "If a thing's worth doing, it's worth doing badly." These past two decades, I've been up to my neck in advice from business leaders in books, blogs, articles and interviews, but none of it has stuck. The only tip that I can remember came from the recently deceased feminist sex kitten, Helen Gurley Brown. What you have to do is work with the raw material you have, namely you, and never let up. I admire the common sense of this, although I'm not sure it stands up to close analysis. To say your raw material is you isn't all that helpful, as who else would it be? And to say you must never let up is depressingly relentless. I'd prefer some guidance on when it's safe to let up and when it isn't. In search of something better, I've turned to LinkedIn, which has published a collection of top advice from its influencers, the big names who write blogs on the site for the general glory of it. Here is a selection of their advice. Create a win-win situation. Lead with your head, heart and hands. Learn to tell stories. Be in the game. Although drearily feeble, at least this stuff is harmless, which is more than can be said for the bulk of the tips. Many are so dangerous one fears for the hundreds of thousands of LinkedIn users who appear to have lapped them up. One person advises, it's okay not to know. On the contrary, it's not okay at all. Think of Paul Flowers, former chairman of the Cooperative Bank, appearing before the Treasury Select Committee last year. It wasn't remotely okay not to know that the organisation had $47 billion in assets and think it only had $3 billion. Knowing yourself is the key to success. Again, no it isn't. As Oscar Wilde once pointed out, only the shallow can ever know themselves. Great leaders say we. Wrong. Great leaders say I. They lead from the front and take responsibility for what they're doing. When things go wrong, go surfing. Maybe if you've made as much money as the partner of Sequoia Capital who supplied this tip, you can afford to head for the beach when calamity strikes. The rest of us would be better advised to stay put and sort it out. The only good tip comes from the chairman of Yahoo, who posts, I'm 58 and my best years are ahead. Yet I think it might be mean to send this to the young reader. No one is interested in jam tomorrow, when tomorrow is quite such a long way off. So I gave up on LinkedIn and turned instead to a proof copy of a book I've just been sent containing top advice from famous figures. At once things looked up. The first tip I came upon read, you can't be too cocky. Anyone who thinks they're going to win them all is going to wind up a huge loser. I like this a great deal. It's wise and punchy. There's only one thing wrong with it. The person who said it was Donald Trump, possibly the cockiest man alive. His quote comes from a witty collection by Zach Bizanet of wise-ish words from people who it appears proceeded spectacularly not to follow them. Other great tips include this from Dick Fuld of Lehman Brothers. When you know what you're talking about, others will follow you because it's safe to follow you. And even scarier, this from O.J. Simpson. The day you take complete responsibility for yourself, the day you stop making any excuse, that's the day you start to the top. The book tells us something important about advice in general. From the issuer's point of view, admonitions are not meant to be followed at all. In fact, they're positioning statements that tell the world about the values the issuer would like it to think they hold. From the recipient's perspective, there's no question of following the advice anyway. As John Steinbeck pointed out, nobody wants advice, only corroboration. Even so, I'm not going to leave my young man empty-handed. Instead, I've drawn up my own positioning statement. I haven't always followed it, but whenever I've departed from it, as I described in a column last week, I've lived to regret it. My advice goes like this. If you ever find a zone that's truly comfortable, don't dream of getting out of it. Stay put.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.